About that the most, my mother-in-law, who is dead now, told me, you know why I chose Rosie? She went into an orphanage. And my wife was not even 2 years old. I think she was about 16 months. And my mother-in-law said this, I went into that orphanage and I had the choice of all the babies that were there. Any one of them. And my husband, who was behind me, said, one thing we're going to do for sure is take home a boy. And she said, I walked into the orphanage and I saw the dirtiest and the sickest baby in all of the room was my wife, 16 months old. The dirtiest and the sickest, and she said, that's the one I chose. You want to know why I preach against abortion, young people? Because my wife's mother is 16 years old. And if abortion had been available, my wife wouldn't be here today. Who is not only my wife, but the mother of my four children. Do you think it was worthwhile? But adoption, see, you've been adopted, just like my wife has been adopted. And I think I was the sickest, the vilest. Whenever I saw a Bible, I used to laugh at the Bible. Whenever, the only time I ever used the name Jesus Christ was to curse his name. That was me. I was the dirtiest and the sickest and the vilest, and God saved me and chose me and brought me into his family. You think about the blessings you have, Christian. You've been adopted into the family of God. Not only have we been chosen, we've been adopted, but it says we have been accepted in the Beloved. Accepted. My friend, I don't know, but when I travel around this great country and in Canada, one of the things that I find the most striking amongst young people is this, is they're always, always looking to be accepted. They're looking for significance. And I don't blame them. This world that we live in is absolutely insane, isn't it? Mothers and fathers, not together anymore. You're told that you come from some slime pit way back when. When you swat at a mosquito, you're just hitting one of your distant relatives. I mean, that's what you're taught in school. But the Lord says, not only are you chosen, not only have you been adopted, he says, but you've been accepted in the Beloved. You think about that, young people. You are accepted in the Beloved. You are significant to God. Christianity is exciting because we're significant to God. I can't understand that. My little 2%, it don't function that much. I can't understand that. But I'm accepted. The angels can't go to the throne of grace like I can go right this minute. Ushered into his presence. Why? Because I've been accepted in the Beloved. Consider, it says in Hebrews chapter 3, the apostle, the Lord Jesus, was the apostle and high priest of our faith. The apostle is the sent one. God sent his son. And he represents God. But Jesus Christ is also our high priest, it says. Consider the apostle and the high priest. The high priest is doing this to God. Jesus Christ is representing us to God. You know, I get excited about that. You know why? Because Job said, I wish there was an umpire. That's the word he used. What does an umpire do? He rules. He mediates. You stay, you're out. You strike at the ball. Okay? That's what an umpire does. We have an umpire with God. He represents God, and he represents us. He's our mediator. There's only one mediator between God and man. That is the God-man, Christ Jesus. Represents God, represents us. That's why we've been accepted. Right now, I can hear Satan saying, look at Martin down there. There he is again. God, do I got to remind you what that guy was thinking about yesterday? Do I got to remind you what was going through his filthy head some days? Some of the things that he felt like saying about somebody else or something like that? And Jesus is there, who is my advocate, and yours too. My lawyer, if you think Johnny Cochran was good, he said to Father, accept Tony here. I paid the price. Clean. Those are things that we see from God the Father. We've been chosen. We've been adopted. We've been accepted through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have redemption through Jesus Christ. My friends, these are part of your blessings. You need to understand it. You want Christianity to be exciting. Understand where you came from and who you were. And understand now the blessings. Paul says, I pray that you'll understand your spiritual blessing. That you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That you have been forgiven. You know what forgiven means? It means to send away. I don't know, do you think about this, young people? When the Lord says, you're forgiven, you know, I've been married twice. That might shock you, but to the same girl. Rosie and I had 10 years of miserable marriage and 10 years, it's 13 years now of our second marriage. After I got saved. I call it pre-salvation marriage, terrible. Post-salvation marriage, wonderful. But on the honeymoon. But I say to my wife once in a while, she likes to bring up my past. I say, Rosie, you're supposed to forgive. She says, I've forgiven, but I haven't forgotten. God forgives and He forgets. That's what I like. I don't know about you, that's what makes me excited about Christianity. I tell you, this one of the things that brought me to the Lord, young people. I couldn't believe it when I read in the Bible and I heard from a friend that God would forgive me. I said, you mean John, He will forgive me? She said, Tony, as far as the east is from the west. And my favorite verse in all of the Bible is this. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though thy sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And I tell you, my friend, I didn't think I was going to come to Lexington, Kentucky to see snow. But when I look at snow, I think of my sins. Forgiven. Isn't that wonderful? Think about that. It will perk you up. Your sin will never be brought up again because of what Christ has done. He's forgiven and He has revealed. Look at verse. This is an exciting verse to me. He said, not only has God, He's given us wisdom here. Look what it says here, verse 8. Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Not only has Jesus Christ forgiven us, not only are we accepted and been chosen and adopted, all these wonderful blessings. You know what another blessing is, Christian? Is this. Is that you've been given wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom. Colossians 2 and 3 says, in Him, in the Lord Jesus Christ, are hid all the treasures of both wisdom and knowledge. You know what? You know more than anyone else in all of the world. You ever thought of that? As a Christian, that's why Christianity is exciting. You know why? You can read the paper. You understand the news. Why? God's given you wisdom. You understand where you came from. Most young people don't. You know you don't come from no slime pit. I used to be an evolutionist. You know that? And I mean, I tell you, I used to preach it. I did an article for the Canadian Chiropractic Association, and I talked about one of the reasons that human beings have low back problems is because we weren't meant to stand up straight, we were meant to walk on all fours. I actually wrote this stupid thing. I can't believe it. When I think about it now, I go, what a dum-dum. And when I got saved, I wrote to the people who published that, and I said, I want my name taken off of that. I said, I don't believe that theory anymore. But what happened to me? Well, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, it says, and we, by faith, understand our names are written in God's hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Did you know that? Your name is written there. Go and look. Before all the other wonderful saints of God that have been heroes in God's eyes, guess who the first one is? Me and you. We understand by faith. What do you understand? I understand the origin of the universe. God said it. It was done. You know what? I used to try and figure that out. Young people, go to university. I don't care where you go. You are going to be assaulted and bombarded and called a mental midget for believing this. But you know what? I know it to be true. And when they say, oh, how can you believe that he did it in 7 days? It couldn't have been literal days. They must have been 1,000, you know, 1 day is 1,000 years. And all. I said, man, 7 days, what took them so long? The world says, show me, and I will believe. Ah, but the Lord says, believe, and I will show you. You see, all my life I was trying to figure out God. I was trying to figure out God. How did he do this? He couldn't have done that. I got to a point that even though I was brought up as a Catholic, I became an atheist almost. There's no way there's a God. And I even wrote articles on this subject. Imagine that. And then, it came to a point I was searching and God was working in my life. And I came to this point and I was like Billy Graham. You know that Billy Graham? In about 1949 was at seminary and he was wrestling with all these questions, the inconsistencies in the Bible, the creation. And he was wrestling and he couldn't preach, he couldn't think. And one day he was just out and he got down before God and he heard a voice almost. And he said, I don't know if it was a voice or just something came over me, and it said, Billy, just believe. Then I will show you. And Billy Graham, just by so as a man thinketh, so he is. Listen to this, young people. It comes to a point. God's not asking you to kiss your brains goodbye, by the way. Okay? He's not asking you to kiss your brains goodbye. He's saying, have a look! Look around you! This thing here, do you think it just came together? Or do you think somebody might have designed this thing? Do you think somebody designed this thing? He said, have a look. Look at the stars. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. Look at the trees. Do you think that just happened? You don't have to kiss your brains goodbye. Just look. And he said, okay, you got to that point? Now he said, just believe and I'll show you. He said, it comes to that point, even Christians struggle with this. I've seen Christians, they spend all of their life trying to prove the creation theory. For heaven's sake, sir, you think you can understand a God that he's that big? I'm never going to understand that. I tell you though, I believe it. And when he says this is the word of God, every jot and tittle, you know what? I believe that too. I got no problem with that. Christian, you want to have a exciting Christian life? Then quit questioning God. Just admit that he's a lot bigger than you are. And a whole lot smarter too. And that's why you worship. You don't want to worship me. You know why? Because I'm stupid. That's why. But you want to worship a God. Imagine a God that just holds this universe together. I got no problems with that. I don't know why. But the day that I said, okay, Lord, I believe. I'm going to come to you now. I trust you now. Come into my life. Like that. He said, you see, Tony? Now I'm going to show you. Not only do you understand about the origin of these, you know, I know what's going to happen to this world. If I read about Israel, it doesn't surprise me. Surprise you? My dad reads about Israel.
Trouble brewing over there.
He didn't understand. But they got it. The Jews are back in their land. It's the end times.
Oh, God, I've been saying that for years.
Not the end times, but yes, it is. I understand that. You understand that? Your friends at school don't understand that.
But you do.
See, God has given you a spirit of wisdom and knowledge. You know where you came from? You know where the world came from? You know what's going to happen to this world? You know where you're going? Isn't Christianity exciting? You know where you're going. I know where I'm going. I said to my sister, Renee, the world has given you absolutely no hope. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Grabbed her little face. I said, Renee, absent in the body, present with the Lord. There's one thing for sure, Renee, you're going to heaven. Because you're safe. I tell you something, my friend. You know when faith works? When you really need it. When you really need it. I tell you, God has revealed His will to us. God is wonderful. Well, there's all sorts of blessings of the Holy Spirit. We have been sealed, and I talked about our security as a believer. We have been given an earnest, which talks about like an engagement ring. The Lord has given us that. So many blessings. You know what? Young people, too many Christians, and maybe you're in that same boat. You haven't read the bank book. You don't realize how rich you are. You don't understand? And Paul prays that your eyes of your understanding would be opened. That you would know God in a very personal way. That you would know your calling and realize your ambassador. That you would know your riches, that you have been chosen and adopted and accepted and forgiven and redeemed and been given an earnest. And the Holy Spirit has sealed you. When you think about those things, as a man thinketh, so he is, you will realize that this life is an abundant life. It sure is. When you realize where you came from, you will love God even more. And Christianity becomes exciting. And then he says, the fourth one he says, and I pray that they would know God's power. My friend, we have power. And if you're living a life without power, you're not plugged into the source, which is Jesus Christ. You're missing out on the power that's available. God has given us all spiritual blessings. He hasn't held back His power. He said to His disciples, there will come a day, if you think this is great, there will come a day when you say to this mountain, if it should be, want it to be cast into the sea, even a faith as little as a mustard seed will cast that mountain into the sea. My friend, what's the mountain in your life? What is it? Is there a relationship that is keeping you from loving God the way you should and obeying God the way you should? That may be your mountain. Young people, you might be here today and you have had a past that is absolutely horrendous. Maybe you've done something that you're absolutely ashamed of. And it may be a mountain in your life. God says, if you say to that mountain, be cast into the sea, it shall be done. The power that is available. You know, there's too many charismaniacs running around talking about God's power and being thrown in and frothing at the mouth and spinning on the floor. That's not God's power. God's power is revealed when He can take a vile sinner like myself and transform his life. That's power. And I'll tell you something, my friend, you have power. You get down on your hands and knees and you pray for your friends. You pray for your mom and dad that may be not saved. Pray for your brothers and sisters that may be not saved. You want to see God work, He'll unleash that power. He'll remove the mountain in your life and you'll realize that you've got power. Resurrection power, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is available to us today. Young people, you don't have to go through the blood of Christianity. And it's not a matter of do's and don'ts. So many Christians, because they have trouble with obedience to God, you know what they do? They put chains on themselves. and they get into maybe a little tight-knit group where they don't do this, do this, you can't do this, and you can't. That's not what Christianity is all about. I tell you, my friend, you want to obey God because you love God. And love being God comes from knowing Him, and the more you know Him, the more you will love Him. And the more you realize that you have been forgiven, the more you will love Him. And then you will obey Him. I don't find it hard to obey my wife. I don't. My wife wants something from me, I'm happy to give it to her. You know what? I love her. My kids ask me for something. Do you think at all? They're asking me again. I don't do. My son calls every week. He calls from Chicago. Dear Dad, so sad. No man, no fun, your son. Every week I hear the same phone ring. Oh, my son, he wants more money. He's living in the United States. You guys don't realize it. Our shekel isn't worth very much down here. Okay? Young guy came up to me yesterday and said, give me some American money for this Canadian. Nobody in the United States wants to take our stupid peso that's worth about 40 cents on the dollar. Okay? My son calls every week. He's down and he's going to Chicago. Chiropractic calls the dad. And guess what? I said, guess what? I know. I don't get angry with them. I don't. I said, son, you know that. I love you. He said, I know that, Dad. Just send the check. Okay, it'll be there. Okay? But, you know, I mean, these things, you got to understand something. God loves us. And we obey Him in a relationship. My friend, don't ever get bound to those chains of do's and don'ts. You won't want to do stupid things if you love somebody. I wasn't out here last night parading around town because my wife wasn't here. No, I missed her. I may not have been with her. I missed her. I called her and we had a little kissy-kissy on the telephone after 23 years. Told her about the little things that we might plan on doing when I meet her in Toronto tomorrow night. The marriage bed is undefiled, the Bible tells us. Hey, man. You got things to look forward to, young people. But that's a relationship, you see. It's exciting. There's nothing like it. I gotta let you go. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we do thank you again, Lord, and I thank you for these young people. Lord, I look into their faces and I just pray, oh God, that they might realize the exciting life that they have, Father, the abundant life that is so available to them. Father, help them to look into their bank book even today to realize how rich they are, what you've done for them and what you are doing for them even now. And Father, realize that they have all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, that in position, Father, they are seated at the very heavenlies now. Father, getting ready to Father, to be co-heirs of this universe. Father, I can hardly understand that. Every time I say it, I'm overwhelmed that you would allow us, vile sinners, Lord, to inherit and enjoy the family of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. Father, depart us now with your blessing, for we ask it in Jesus' name.